You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Here's today's 1490 WLCX News Update. You can find it on demand at lacrosseeagle.com. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joined a lawsuit with 20 other states that seeks to halt the Trump administration's mass layoffs and reinstate federal employees. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The attorneys general are asking that a federal court order the Trump administration to cease the illegal mass layoffs and to reinstate those who have been fired. In the lawsuit filed on Friday, the Coalition of Attorneys General claims that the large-scale federal reductions in force, or RIF, are required to follow certain federal laws and regulations.
The lawsuit argues that a reduction in force of more than 50 employees requires by law at least 60 days' notice to state governments. Meteorologists are concerned about public safety as the Trump administration plans layoffs at the National Weather Service. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
UW-Madison meteorology professors Jonathan Martin and Steve Ackerman say any pullback of the severe weather forecast provided by National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration could put lives at risk. Ackerman says many employees being described as probationary are in fact experienced professionals at the agencies. The numbers to be let go remain unclear.
The NWS has three offices in Wisconsin, including one here in La Crosse. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders spoke to a crowd of over 2,000 people in western Wisconsin on Saturday as part of his Fighting Oligarchy tour. Sanders appeared at Altoona High School near Eau Claire, and estimated crowd of 2,600 were on hand to hear Sanders speak out against the Trump administration and billionaire Elon Musk, who has been the face of the federal government's mass layoffs since Trump took office nearly 2 months ago. Sanders also criticized Congressman Derek Van Orden for not meeting with constituents. Wisconsin's Democratic elected officials are pushing back on the Trump administration's plans to let go of tens of thousands of VA workers. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
New reports show the administration plans to cut as many as 80,000 jobs at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This move will likely impact veterans care and services across the country. The mass terminations of federal employees suddenly and without advance notices throws tens of thousands of Americans across the country into chaos.
According to federal officials, Wisconsin has about 11,000 VA workers.
The Trump administration is planning on cutting tens of thousands of Veterans Administration jobs, according to multiple news reports. Currently, the VA employs about 470,000 people. The goal for the Trump administration is to get the VA back to pre-pandemic staffing of just under 400,000 workers, so about 70,000 employees would be let go. In addition, the Trump administration is planning to downsize the military's civilian workforce by about 5-8% of its nearly 950,000 employees. Coverage for home-to-health and telehealth programs under Medicare used by several Wisconsin hospitals will expire at the end of the month unless Congress extends the benefits. Six Wisconsin hospitals rely on home to health for patient care, while 16 hospitals utilize the telehealth and other programs that are also set to expire, mostly affecting providers in the state's rural areas. The Wisconsin Hospital Association estimates the federal funding lost if the programs expire to be around $200 million. Wisconsin's two biggest trade partners are now subject to President Donald Trump's tariffs. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers blames Republicans in Congress for not opposing the Trump administration on tariffs.
If Congress thought through this for 2 minutes, they'd understand how bad tariffs are.
The Democratic governor summed up his feelings on the situation in Washington.
It sucks. It's bad. It's no good. I'm irritated, and all of you should be irritated too, and I think you are.
Trump has imposed tariffs of 25% on both Canada and Mexico. One person is hurt after a shooting on La Crosse's north side yesterday afternoon. The shooting happened around 4:30 p.m. on the 1200 block of Logan Street, according to the La Crosse Police Department. Officials said the person who was shot has non-life-threatening injuries and that the shooting is an isolated incident. The LCPD is asking anyone who has an outdoor camera to look for anything suspicious from that area yesterday afternoon. Tips can be sent in to La Crosse Area area Crime Stoppers at 608-784-TIPS or on the P3 app.
In an effort to attract a second airline to La Crosse Regional Airport, a city committee approved a resolution last night to commit $250,000 to the airport's minimum revenue guarantee fund. Last month, the La Crosse County Board approved the same amount. Three airlines have shown interest in La Crosse: Delta, Sun Country, and Allegiant. Delta left the airport in the summer of 2023 due to a lack of workers. Right now, only American Airlines flies out of La Crosse. The revenue guarantee fund is expected to be about $1.5 million.
Several committees meet ahead of the La Crosse Common Council meeting on Thursday. Today, it's the Board of Public Works, which will consider a request to end the leases by the city brewery for parking lots near the brewery in an ongoing dispute between the city and the brewery over odor emissions. The Climate Action Committee also meets today to review several agenda items, including a pair of requests that would go to the Common Council later this week. Four other committees will meet before Thursday's meeting.
It's tax season, which means it's tax scammer season. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
We're in the middle of tax season and scammers are active. They're impersonating the IRS to steal your money and personal information. Scammers may call or text you claiming you owe taxes and demand immediate payment. Remember, the IRS will never call to demand payment without first mailing a bill. They won't threaten to arrest, deport, or revoke your driver's license. The IRS will not demand payment in the form of a gift card or wire transfer, and they won't ask for credit or debit card details over the phone. If you receive a text or email like this, delete it and do not click on any links. If you receive a suspicious call, hang up and report the call to the IRS.
Scammers impersonating the IRS will attempt to steal personal information and money. If you're the victim of a scam, you can call the Bureau of Consumer Protection at 800-422-7128. Over one-third of Wisconsin driver's licenses have still not been updated to Real ID, with the deadline under 2 months away. A Real ID is required to fly domestically or to enter federal buildings as of May 6th, although people can still use another form of ID, such as a passport, to fly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says about 37% of driver's licenses in the state have not yet been updated. A full list of documents needed for the update and more information is available on the Wisconsin DMV website.
This week is the girls' basketball state tournament in Green Bay. Western Wisconsin will be represented by Durand, Arkansas in Division 4 and Elk Mound in Division 3. On Thursday, boys basketball sectionals begin after regional championships were won on Saturday. Onalaska will face West Salem in Division 2, while Aquinas will play Luther in Division 4. In D5, top-seeded Cochran Fountain City will take on Columbus Catholic. The boys state championships will be held next week at the Cole Center in Madison. It'll feel like spring today as high temperatures will be in the 70s in many places across the Cooley region. Gusty winds will cool temps off to the 30s overnight, with highs topping out near 50 degrees tomorrow. Then we warm back up by the end of the week, when we're expected to get a round of wet weather Friday into Saturday. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at your weather, sports, and entertainment news coming up next. For 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks lose to the Cavaliers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Cavaliers beat the Bucks 112-100 at Fiserv Forum. Cleveland has now won 14 games in a row. How did Milwaukee measure up? Doc Rivers.
Honestly, I look at the game, guys, and they scored a bunch down the stretch, but defensively, we were good enough to win the game. Offensively, we were not good enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough to win the game tonight.
College basketball, the Badgers learn they'll face either Minnesota or Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon in Indianapolis. The Badgers upset by Penn State over the weekend. It's Marquette against Xavier at Madison Square Garden on Thursday in the Big East tournament. And the Badgers women's basketball team head coach, Marissa Mosley, has stepped down after four losing seasons in Madison. NFL, Davante Adams headed to the LA Rams. The 32-year-old receiver will sign a two-year deal worth nearly $46 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the great things about hosting Nightlight, getting recommendations from guests I have on the show. Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was on the show last week, and we were talking about Parasite director Bong Joon-ho's new film. Chris recommended another of his films made in 2006 called The Host, a thriller about a slimy sea creature created from hazardous waste tossed into a river in Korea. If you like suspense and don't mind subtitles, check it out. Even though the Frasier reboot was canceled, Frasier himself says it's not only coming back for season 3, but will bring extra star power. Paramount Plus pulled the plug after season 2, but Kelsey Grammer says a different network will no doubt pick it up. The Emmy-winning actor added that the executive at Paramount Plus, who gave the green light, left and took all the support for the show with him. Grammer says it will be back, and possibly with Ted Danson returning as Sam Malone. Nice to see Ted finally getting some TV work. There might be a little trouble on Planet Netflix. Despite record gains last year, the streaming platform that seems to keep adding viewers and raising prices all at the same time saw its stock go down 8.5%, according to Variety, due to what most analysts are calling slower subscriber growth and a broader market reaction to President Trump's indecision on tariffs on Canada and Mexico. I know acting pretty much sounds like a cushy gig to most people outside the biz, but during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, actor Walton Goggins told the story of how he was bitten by a snake while filming episode 3 of season 3 of The White Lotus. The irony was that the snake was supposed to bite his co-star, Amy Lou Wood, who plays his girlfriend on the show. Macho Man Goggins owned up, though, and says he didn't exactly play it cool. Instead, he yelled, "Oh my God, I got bit by a snake," repeatedly in front of everyone. Cynthia Erivo is not just a Broadway star and Oscar-nominated singer-actor. The Emmy, Grammy, and Tony winner has just signed on to her next project, which will be an action thriller movie. There are not many details about the plot just yet, but Lionsgate has indicated the project will start production in June. This will just add momentum to the role Erivo is already on. She is signed on to play Jesus Christ Superstar at the Hollywood Bowl and will host the Tonys. Dolly Parton released a new song in honor of her deceased husband of 60 years, Carl Thomas Dean. The song is called "If You Hadn't Been There, I Wouldn't Be Here." Dean passed away a few days ago at the age of 82. The two met on Parton's first day in Nashville at a laundromat. Parton says Dean called out to her to get her attention, and the two never looked back. At first, she probably thought he just needed quarters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s, even lower 70s. And be careful with fire. There will be elevated grassland fire danger today. Tonight, breezy into the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, low to mid 40s. We'll be back in the 60s, even close to 70 later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.